This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to another program of For a Better Life. We were talking about business ethics according to the Islamic perspective. And a human being is a creation of a God, a citizen of this earth, surviving by wisely using its natural resources. And the cooperation of fellow human beings is very important here. Human interaction may be pictured as following. As a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a human being is expected to obey the divine commandments in relation to the self, to fellow human beings, and also towards the earth, our environment. We cannot forget the satanic temptations or the carnal soul that overwhelm many of us. This three-way interaction defines the criteria of Islamic ethics in the business sphere. The guiding principles in these interactions are, number one, obeying the divine commandments. Number two, dealing with others on the basis of justice and fairness. عدل وقسط وإنصاف. O you who believe, be upright for the sake of Allah in testifying for fairness, and do not let the hatred of a people urge you to be unjust. Be just, since that is closer to piety. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very Allah is aware of what you do. Chapter 5, verse 8. Being moderate is the third aspect to it. Being moderate in one's personal life, having harmony in one's personal life and in the use of natural resources. One day, all these natural resources will be depleted. Wouldn't it be better for us to reach out and develop the technology that actually exists out there, but we're not using it, we do not have the political will to use renewable energy, sustainable energy like wind energy, solar energy, ocean and wave energy, geothermal energy, and so on and so forth? Why are we not using renewable energy instead of using these fossil fuels that can pollute our environment and which has polluted our environment? The verse of the Quran says, O you who believe, neither forbid the good things that Allah has allowed for you, nor exceed the limits, because Allah does not love those who exceed the limits. Imam Ali al-Ridha alayhi salam said, the person who seeks the blessings of Allah to maintain his family has more rewards than one who fights in the way of Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, verily Allah, the Exalted and High, dislikes long sleeps and long idle times. As you can see from these narrations, and there are many, many more, we can see that seeking a job, seeking your livelihood and sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and working and providing for your family, and basically having business interactions, or being a CEO or a manager, entrepreneur, building corporations, building businesses, industries, and so on and so forth, is praiseworthy. But Your greed and your anger has to be checked. Your profit has to be checked.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The Prophet in itself is not evil, but if it is not checked, if the Prophet is combined with greed and anger and arrogance and having a very aggressive approach like some corporations have, and many of us use those apps and those sites which come from those corporations, we have to be very, very careful. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam said, I strongly dislike the person who is lazy in his worldly affairs, because one who is lazy in the affairs of his world is lazier in the affairs of his hereafter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he said, accursed is the person who puts his burden on the people, who doesn't work himself and gets other salaries or money or income from other people who are working for him instead. So all of these narrations tell us that it is praiseworthy to work and build businesses, but you have to have manna. When the Prophet came to know about a certain person who went to his home and got busy in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, didn't do anything, he said, Allah will take care of all of us. When the Prophet heard about it, he sent for them and said, what has caused you to behave in this manner? They said, Allah has guaranteed our sustenance. Therefore, we have devoted ourselves to worship. We have some religious people, especially in the Jewish faith, the community which are very orthodox, where they just study the Torah and do not work, and their wives are working and providing for them. A very orthodox community within the Jewish faith. So we're not saying that all Jews are like that, but a certain segment of their society is like that. The Prophet disliked this kind of behavior. The Prophet said, whoever, whosoever does like this, his prayer would not be answered. I urge you to go out and seek your livelihood. Again and again, the narrations tell us that it is praiseworthy to go out and earn your money and earn it with ethics, halal money, as we say. It's not about just going and seeking a job. We have Muslims today who have jobs in bars and places where it is not halal. And with that money, they go and buy halal items. That is incorrect. You cannot sell alcohol in the day and go and buy halal meat in the evening for your family. That is illegal money. That is haram money. So we have to be very, very careful, dear brothers and sisters, so we do not fall in that ditch. ethics, conscience, all of that has to be there in our business ethics. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
It's all I need.
All I need.
It's all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be, I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.